his intellect has made it very clear that he would only change those sanctions if he got, quote, a better deal and we got something in return, whether it was on nuclear arms or other areas.
Democrats concede they probably won't have the votes to reject any of Trump's cabinet-level nominees. Must still be approved by the Senate.
It was all a dream. I was commander-in-chief on patrol with Method Man, Red Man, and Keith. And to show the world I wasn't having it, here's how I would organize my cabinet. In case something happened to me today, I elect my vice pres to be Dr. Dre. I told this individual to handle my shit daily. Secretary of State is Jay-Z. Yep. The educational system is bombing, so I gave the education for the kids title to Lawrence. Since the terror alert is so damn intense, I chose 50 Cent, Secretary of Defense. Since he got holes in every area code across the nation, Luda is Secretary of Transportation. Homeland Security goes to Public Enemy. Chuck D requested foreign and domestic. And since we're here trying to keep our Benjamins up, the Commerce and Treasury goes to Puff. DMX, he runs the energy, and the top dog for labor goes to Master P. He was one of those to make something from nothing, end up on the Forbes and open crazy doors. I need somebody everybody can build with. The Secretary of Interior went to Will Smith. Eat right, live life, live well. When it came to health, I chose LL. I need somebody for cultivation to handle all the vegetation all across the nation. I'm a legalizer for smokers. That's why I chose Snoop Dogg for Sec of Agriculture. This boy's relentless and just don't give a damn. So for justice, I chose Eminem. I chose Nas for public housing, urban development, to make sure the money's well spent. And for the Sec of Veterans, I chose Cool Herc, and that's my cabinet. If I did work, the cabinet, baby. Looking out, Queen. Yep, the cabinet. Yeah, the cabinet, baby.